providing validating clinical care to LGBTQ plus adolescents and young adults. LGBTQ plus adolescents and young adults face disproportionate mental health risks due to stigma, discrimination, and minority stress. Yet many clinicians receive limited training in affirming approaches to care. This paper provides an accessible overview of key concepts and clinical strategies for psychologists who may not specialize in LGBTQ plus populations. Drawing on two illustrative vignettes, we highlight how identity development, family dynamics, sociopolitical stresses, and intersectional experiences shape clinical presentation. We outline evidence-based assessment strategies, approaches for addressing microaggressions, and the integration of cultural humility and trauma-informed care. Through these recommendations, our goal is to equip clinicians with practical tools to provide validating, developmentally attuned care that promotes resilience and well-being among LGBTQ plus clients. Camila, she stroke her, is a 16-year-old Latina adolescent referred to you by her school counselor due to escalating symptoms of low mood, difficulty concentrating, and social anxiety. During your early sessions, Camila shares that she identifies as bisexual, B, and that she has been feeling stuck between worlds. She describes feeling judged, rejected, and misunderstood not only by heterosexual peers, who often dismiss her identity as a phase, but also by some of her classmates who identify as members of the LGBTQ plus community. For example, one of her close friends is a gay boy who said to Camila, "You aren't really queer, you just want to make out with girls for attention," and a lesbian friend recently asked, "When are you going to choose a side?" She says she feels like she's walking on eggshells when she tries to talk about being bi. She also feels like she's going to jump out of her skin if she doesn't tell her classmate, Sarah, that she has a crush on her. At home, Camila has struggled to talk openly with her parents about her identity. She discloses to you that she has known she's bi for over 2 years, starting in her first year of high school, before she came out to her parents. When she finally shared her identity with her parents last month, their response was hesitant and dismissive. They expressed concern that her bisexuality might be a symptom of her depression or a reaction to stress. Camila sensed that their discomfort might also be tied to their religious beliefs, though this was not openly discussed. In session, Camila voices confusion about how to understand herself. She wonders aloud whether her identity is real. She notes that she had a really bad sexual experience with a male classmate last year, and she wonders if her attraction to girls is just a reaction to the gross guys at her school. Pride Month is coming up, and she wants to march in the parade, but she's afraid of what her friends might say. Lennox, they stroke them, is a 14-year-old white adolescent attending an intake appointment after recently sharing with their mother that they are questioning their gender identity and do not feel like a girl or boy. They describe having wrestled with confusing thoughts and feelings about their gender and body for a while now, and finally worked up the courage to ask for support in finding a therapist to talk things through. Lennox reports feeling fine until a couple of years ago, when pubertal changes began altering their body in ways that felt distressing. They recall shame and unhappiness as their body fat increased, and although they understood these changes were normal starting their period and developing breasts and hips felt profoundly wrong. On social media, they encountered accounts of non-binary people whose gender identities did not align with binary expectations of man stroke woman or masculine stroke feminine. This resonated. Lennox disliked their body becoming more feminine but did not necessarily desire a more masculine appearance either. After several months of reflection, the label non-binary felt right, and at home, they asked to be called Lennox and to use they stroke them pronouns. Still, they remain unsure what to do next and worry their peers will not accept them if they come out. Their mother, a single parent, has responded with encouragement and support, though she admits she does not know where to begin in helping her child. You begin seeing Lennox weekly to explore their feelings about gender and identity. They share being constantly worried that peers will reject them or that they will lose their friend group. At the same time, they imagine how amazing it would feel to go by Lennox at school and have teachers and peers affirm their identity by using they stroke them pronouns. These hopes coexist with an ongoing sense of vigilance. Lennox describes scanning peers' reactions and anticipating misgendering, a hyperawareness that seems to compound their anxiety and leaves them feeling drained and uncertain even in ordinary social situations. Key background on topic: working with lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ+, clients requires navigating a complex and ever-changing landscape where the stakes could not be higher. In the United States, representative data show that roughly 9.5% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 and 21% of young adults ages 18 to 24 identify as LGBTQ+. Despite societal shifts toward acceptance, LGBTQ+ youth continue to show disproportionate rates of negative mental health outcomes relative to their cisgender, heterosexual peers. Providing affirming care to LGBTQ+ clients is critically important. This paper is for psychologists who may not have specialized training in working with LGBTQ+ adolescents and young adults. We begin with key language, concepts, and principles, then move to their application. While clinicians may understand foundational principles of affirming care, many receive limited guidance on translating these foundations into concrete assessment practices, clinical strategies, and evidence-based interventions. This manuscript seeks to fill that gap by offering accessible, developmentally attuned strategies that clinicians can use to actively support LGBTQ plus adolescents and young adults. The full text continues with all remaining paragraphs, including identity development processes among LGBTQ plus youth, sexual identity development, gender identity development, frameworks for case conceptualization, minority stress and mental health disparities, minority stress considerations for bisexual and transgender clients, intersectionality and minority stress, clinical and ethical challenges, practicing in a shifting socio-political climate, balancing family dynamics, language, diagnosis, and clinical communication, addressing microaggressions in practice, evidence-based assessment and practice considerations, providing validating care using a CBT framework, cultural humility and trauma-informed care, conclusions and lessons learned relating to vignettes, key clinical considerations. Creating an affirming clinical environment begins before the first session. Inclusive signs, intake forms, and waiting areas signal safety and belonging to LGBTQ plus clients. Routine, confidential assessment of sexual orientation, gender identity, and minority stressors allows LGBTQ plus clients to share openly and feel validated. Cultural humility fosters strong therapeutic alliances by centering openness, curiosity, and repair when missteps occur. Trauma-informed care means pacing topics carefully, asking permission, and framing stigma and microaggressions as external harms rather than personal flaws. Involving families when appropriate can reduce invalidation and increase support, but must prioritize clients' safety, confidentiality, and autonomy. Providing validating, culturally humble, and trauma-informed care equips clinicians to support the mental health, resilience, and identity development of LGBTQ+ adolescents and young adults.